practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio on this Sunday, December the 25th, 2022, Christmas Sunday, as we celebrate the birth and the incarnation of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Gary Dull of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company. And truly, we are gathering together on Christmas Sunday to worship our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we're going to begin with a Christmas medley, very appropriate for this day. This is a medley that will wake us up this morning, but also direct us into praising the Lord Jesus Christ for who He is and thanking Him for His wonderful incarnation. Here is a Christmas medley.
Is born in Bethlehem.
Yes, indeed. Glory to the newborn King. Today is December the 25th, and of course, this is the day that we celebrate the incarnation of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't know the exact date of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we do celebrate it on December the 25th. And so I trust that you're going to go to church today. I was reading earlier this week where some churches are going to be closed on this day, on this Sunday, on the day that we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that that's quite weird, don't you? I mean, as the church, we are the body of Christ, and we are here to represent the Lord Jesus Christ and to be his ambassadors. And why would we close church on his birthday? That does not really make a whole lot of sense to me. In addition to that, I know that there are a lot of Christians who will say, well, this is Christmas, I'm not going to church today. Well, beloved, let me say this, that if there is one Sunday you should go to church, it's on the Sunday when Christmas falls on Sunday, so that you can truly honor the Lord Jesus Christ on his birthday. And so I can imagine that there are some of you who are planning not to go to church today. You're going to gather for some kind of a family gathering, or you've got to get ready for that family gathering, or whatever the case. But you're saying, I'm not going to go to church today. Too much going on. Well, listen, this is Jesus' birthday. There's no better way to honor him than to go to church today. In fact, I wrote down five things that we should do to celebrate Jesus Christ on his birthday. Number one, we should thank and praise God for his gift of salvation that he's offered us through his death, burial, and resurrection. Number two, we should worship God today in church with others of like precious faith, as this is the celebration of Christ's birth. Number three, we should give financially to the work of the Lord on this day to honor and show our appreciation for his greatest gift of all, the gift of salvation, the free gift that he's given to every one of us. Number four, we should keep Christ in the center of our Christmas celebration today. And then number five, we should spread the good news that Jesus Christ truly is the reason for the season. And I would encourage you to consider those five things as you go throughout your Christmas celebration today. Now again, if you don't have a church to go to, I would invite you to visit us today. Now, we will not be having Sunday school at 9:30, nor will we be having our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. But we will be having our 10:30 service because we want to gather together to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord willing, I will continue and complete my study of how the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed in the Gospels. Today, we are going to study the fact that Jesus Christ is revealed as God in the Gospel of John. And so I would encourage you to drop by and visit us today. The Faith Baptist Church of Altoona is located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city of Altoona, and we would love to have you drop by and visit us. I want to remind you that later on this week, that is on Friday, the 30th of December, we are going to be having a community-wide dinner. It's a free dinner. It's going to be a pasta dinner. And, of course, the purpose for this is just to encourage people to be reminded that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. As God gave his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for us, we here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona want to give to our community a free pasta meal. We would love to have you drop by and visit us. It will be from 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock this coming Friday afternoon or evening, however you want to say it. And as we begin that dinner at 5 o'clock, Tom Smith, who is well known to many of us here in central Pennsylvania, will be presenting to us a Christmas concert, leading us in some singing of the Christmas carols, and we're just going to be having a great time in the Lord. That's this coming Friday at 5 o'clock, a free community-wide dinner here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we would like to invite you. And certainly, if we can serve you in any way, spiritually speaking, please never hesitate to contact us. You can call us at 814-944-2894, or you can get in touch with us through our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. We would love to minister to you if we can. Father, we do thank you and praise you for this day that you've given us. We thank you that we can gather around the radio this morning to celebrate the incarnation, the birth of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do thank you for sending him into the world so that through faith in him, we might have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Father, I pray that all across central Pennsylvania and beyond, where this radio broadcast goes, that all of us who are under the sound of this particular program will rejoice in you and give you praise for what you've done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will honor you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Speaking of Tom Smith, we're going to invite him to sing a song now that's entitled Christmas at Calvary.
Decorated a tree, the most beautiful light there is shining. I love to spend Christmas at Calvary. When I look the beautiful garland wrapped around the tree, evergreen. I think of grace so rich and free, and life abundantly as I go back to that glorious scene. The most beautiful gift was given when God himself in mercy decorated a tree. The most beautiful light there is shining. I love to spend Christmas at Calvary. The most beautiful light there is shining.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2, and I would like to read for you verses 10 and 11, where the Word of God says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." That's from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And now before I deliver a message entitled, Because of Christ's Birth, let's listen to another invitation to worship our Lord Jesus Christ today in the Christmas song, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Throughout the course of December, we've been studying from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Today, I want us to continue doing so, and so allow me to read with you verses 18 through 25 of Matthew, chapter 1, where the Word of God says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, was not willing to make her a public example, but was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. That's from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And throughout the course of this month, we've been looking at that chapter. We've talked about the four main points as it relates to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've talked about the two names of the Lord Jesus Christ in this passage. But today, I want to wrap up our Christmas series, as it were, by briefly giving you some reasons why we ought to be thankful for the birth of Jesus Christ. You see, because Jesus Christ was born, we have some tremendous benefits. Number one, because Jesus Christ was born, we do have the forgiveness of sins. In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, it says, And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. You see, Jesus Christ came into the world not to go to the manger, but to go to the cross, and on that cross to suffer and bleed and die for the sins of the whole world, and then to resurrect again on the third day in order to give eternal life to all who trust him as their personal Lord and Savior. Had Jesus Christ not come into the world, we would still be in our sins and would have no hope of forgiveness. But because of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be saved from our sins. That's why I believe we should go to church today and honor the Lord Jesus Christ, because of the fact that he came into this world to provide salvation for us. Secondly, because of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see the fulfillment of prophecy. The fulfillment of prophecy. Again, Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23 says, Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Indeed, what we see there is a prophecy fulfilled in the birth and in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. That prophecy was given by Isaiah some 700 years before the birth of Christ. It's registered back in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7 and verse 14, where it says, Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. And so in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the fulfillment of prophecy that really does establish for us the legitimacy of all prophecy given by God and the legitimacy of the Word of God. Thirdly, because of Christ's birth, we have the portrait of God. We have the portrait of God. We see that in verse 23 as well of Matthew 1, where it says, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. That's a tremendous thing to take into consideration. When we turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, we see that it tells us there that the Word, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, became flesh and dwelt among us. Are you familiar with that? Well, look at John, chapter 1, and verse 14. It says, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then you drop down to verse 18 of John 1, where it says, No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. What we see there very clearly is that in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, God is portrayed. All throughout the Old Testament scriptures, God was spoken of and God spoke to people. but nobody had ever seen him face to face. But in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the portrait of God, who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And then finally for today, because of the birth of Jesus Christ, we have the hope beyond the grave. We have the hope beyond the grave. And of course, that's not necessarily found right here in Matthew chapter 1. It is implied. However, over in the Gospel of John chapter 14 and verse 19, Jesus says, "Because I live, you shall live likewise." How we thank the Lord for the fact that Jesus Christ came into the world to go to the cross, to suffer and bleed and die, and then resurrect again on the third day to give eternal life for all of us, that through faith in him, we might live for all of eternity. Do you know Jesus Christ as Savior? If you've never trusted him as Savior, today is a tremendous day to do it, on the day that we celebrate his birth. I would encourage you right there by the radio or by whatever device you're listening to the program to simply call upon the name of the Lord. Say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and he will. And if you make that decision, please contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Because of Christ's birth, we have the forgiveness of sins. We have the fulfillment of prophecy. We have the portrait of God, and we have the hope beyond the grave. I want to thank you so very much for joining us today on the program. I trust that you will go to church today. And from all of us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, have a Merry Christmas and keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say the best is yet to come. Amen.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.